Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the difference between a puppy mill and a best of show breeder. Now, how does that relate to business? Well, you have to define your lane. And this is something that I was talking to a client a couple weeks ago, and it kind of just came to the forefront because she was trying to compare her company to another company that was very successful in her industry, all right? And that company was using call centers and just trying to, you know, just basically processing people through, selling them something, right? The customer service was less than stellar. Her company, she's brought together all these top-notch professionals and they nurture their clients. And so, you know, the speed to sale might be a little slower than this puppy mill, right? So it's like in conversations with her, I said, so what do you want to be? Do you want to be best of show or do you want to be a puppy mill? Because her company is part of a larger conglomerate that provides services, financial services, all kinds of different financial services. So the concept of creating a relationship where that customer becomes loyal opens up the possibility for helping them in other areas of their financial life. And I talk about, do you sell or do you serve? Selling, the puppy mill variety, is transaction-based. Next, 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 next. Best of show, which is nurturing your clients and providing service, creates a relationship. Might be a bit more investment up front of your time. Instead of spending time, you're investing time. But at the end of the day, you create a relationship and a fan, somebody who's going to become your next marketing tool. And we've all been there. I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if you've ever used an internet service, maybe like the, you know, overnight blinds company where you can order blinds and get them. You know, that's, you know, if there's a mistake in your ordering, it's all on you, right? Probably one of the reasons why I don't use that kind of service because I don't trust myself. So I'd much rather hire a company to come out and measure and make sure that I'm getting the service I need and that I'm getting something that truly is going to fit what I want. And it's a choice I make, but I'm looking to find the quality, not necessarily the cheapest. And so in your business, you need to make that decision. Are you a puppy mill or are you a best of show? When we talk about play big, we want to be number one in our field. We want to live our legacy and create maximum impact. Well, to be number one in your field for a long time, you want to be best of show. You know, puppy mills tend to, we bought a Siberian Husky, a red and white one with the blue eyes from a pet store when we lived in Wisconsin. She was absolutely beautiful, but she was neurotic. And I can only account it to the fact that she was the product of a puppy mill. Only time we've ever done that. And so we've lived that experience, loved the dog to death, but she just, we couldn't train her. She just kept running away. And then she had a false pregnancy. I mean, she was just crazy. And you know, she didn't get hit by a car. She hit a car. She just was like an adolescent, right? And so a teenager out of control. But it brought home that lesson of, do you want quality? Do you want to make a true impact, lasting impact? You know, today you can go to Ripoff Report and find all kinds of people complaining about things. And I'm not saying they're all accurate, because they're not. But do you want to make sure you take care of your customers? You want to make sure they get the very best result. Because as I was talking to my client, she was seeing economic results. And this guy was, you know, traveling all over the world because his team in that call center were, you know, churning through the leads. And that's a choice he made. And that, you know, he's being very successful. You know, he had no upsell. That's, you know, he's doing this, and you have to continue feeding the leads to do that. And that's a choice he made. And I said, well, you could do the same thing, but what is it that you want to be known for? You know, do you want to be known for a quality care company, making sure your clients are satisfied, so that the next time they want to buy a piece of property, they're going to come back to you? Or the next time they're in a conversation at dinner or at an event and somebody says, I'm looking to invest, they're going to refer you because of the experience they had with you. And so when we're talking about a breeder that's a puppy mill, right, they don't do any due diligence. They just want to, you know, get the puppies born and get them out the door. A top of line breeder, okay, best of show breeder, is going to want to make sure that the people taking those puppies are qualified, that they have made the right decision. It wasn't a decision on a whim. Make sure they have a vet lined up. Make sure that they've certified that, yes, the puppies have all the shots they need. They care about the placement of the puppy. And in many cases, they have an ongoing relationship. I know my niece has Springer Spaniels, and they're in this whole network of Springer Spaniels, and they've shown them at Westminster, so they are definitely top of show, best of show. And they have a relation, the breeder is a friend. They continue to stay in contact. And so that is someone who really cares about their animals and wants them placed in the right homes, not just getting a paycheck for the pup. And so take that analogy and apply that to your life, apply that to your business. And what are you doing to qualify as best of show? And it's interesting, because when I'm mentoring people, I have never approached it quite that way. But for me, it's a great analogy, because sometimes when you're talking about your funnel, right, you in online marketing, you start off with giving away free, right? And then you have a low price product. So it's kind of like getting, you know, throwing a lot of stuff out there, that puppy mill piece, right? But are you bringing them to a fertile field? Are you bringing them to a warm and loving environment that generates best of show? So your business can kind of be a hybrid, that puppy mill from a standpoint of generating those leads, but then nurture them, give, then ask, give, then ask. So ask yourself, are you a puppy mill or are you best of show? To play big, I want you to be best of show. Top of your field, living your legacy and creating maximum impact. So sit down and take a few minutes to say, now, if you were just selling candles, right? It's kind of like the blinds, but you're selling so much more. And give of yourself, allow yourself to become best of show. So tune in. I'm doing another private Facebook group on this topic. Puppy Mill, or Best of Show. Go out and have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening and watching this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Have an incredible day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.